From the New Jersey Times, I'm Olingan Mitra. This is the Daily 2. Although the richest Americans have seen their wealth skyrocket, a report released by ProPublica reveals that the uber-rich have paid almost nothing in federal income tax. Today, an interview with Charlie Russo, a man who lives down the hall, about what he thinks of these revelations. It's Tuesday, June 15th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbara, who not only would squeeze my toothpaste tube in the middle, but today also chose to cover how billionaires don't really pay taxes. Pressed for time, I was still able to grab an interview with my neighbor, Charlie Russo.
Hey, buddy, I've been meaning to ask you, what do you think about this girl that moved in down the hall? She seem a little bit fishy to you?
No, she seemed fine to me.
I don't know. I went over and I offered her some prosciutto, and she said she's vegetarian. That just strikes me as a little bit off, you know, suspicious.
Okay, Charlie, I wanted to talk to you about the recent leak showing that the richest 25 Americans paid relatively little in federal income tax.
Oh, I heard about this.
And
billionaires, no taxes. I heard about it.
And what did you think about it?
I mean, no big deal, right? I mean, whatever.
No big deal. These were some jaw-dropping facts. For example, in 2011, Jeff Bezos paid absolutely no federal income tax, and he even received a $4,000 tax credit from the government for childcare. At the time, he had $18 billion. How is that not a big deal?
Look, I don't want billionaire babies running around in the street just wild. If he needs $4,000 to take care of his babies, he should get $4,000. And look, I think the problem with you, Olingan, this is what I've noticed. You're a short-term thinker. You're not a long-term thinker, right? You're thinking right now, you're not a billionaire. But for me, I'm going to become a billionaire. So I don't want the government taking my money when I'm a billionaire. You got to think ahead.
When you become a billionaire, that's what you're thinking about?
Exactly, I'm going to be a billionaire. So I got to think about what fiscal policies do I want for me affecting my billions in the future.
And what do you do right now?
Oh, you mean for work?
Yes.
Oh, for work, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's what I write on my taxes anyway.
Okay, well, Charlie, the median household in America is paying 14% in federal income tax. But if you look at the ultra wealthy, they paid just 3.4%. How is that fair?
Okay, well, first of all, how is it fair that you're throwing a lot of percentages at me all at once? Okay, you got multiple numbers and the word median. So gotcha journalism already. But also, big picture here, my friend, is that life is unfair. Life is not always fair. Sometimes you offer someone some prosciutto thinking it's a romantic gesture, and then that person turns you down. You know what I mean? How is that fair? Right? How is that fair?
Charlie, these are separate issues. On the one hand, you have a country with crumbling infrastructure that isn't taxing its wealthiest citizens. And on the other hand, you have a man who oddly offered his new neighbor some prosciutto.
Oddly. Oddly offered. That's the word you're going to use for me. Oddly. It was a romantic gesture. But okay, fine. What do you think? What should we do? You're obsessed with this. What should we do then?
Well, Democrats have been considering a tax on
I meant about the prosciutto. What kind of meat should I have offered?
Okay. We'll be right back.
Epics Minimum is the new streaming platform from Epics, the premium channel you never watch. Download it now and get access to all your favorite Epics shows, like Game of Domes, Eastworld, and Curb Your Excitement. We've also bought the rights to every TV show that was canceled in its first season, except for Freaks and Geeks. Epics Minimum. Download it today. Or download HBO Max and it'll come bundled together even though you don't want it to. Epics Minimum. What else is on here?
Before the break, Charlie, we were talking about the ProPublica report that revealed that the ultra-wealthy aren't really paying federal income tax.
Okay, well, you know, first of all, I have to say about, we keep calling them ultra wealthy, but I prefer calling them USDA choice wealthy, you know, like high prime, ultra fatty wealthy. That's an easier way for me to kind of wrap my mind around it, is on a grading system, like prime cut, choice cut, wealthy. That aside, what is it that you exactly want to do here with the prime cut wealthy? You want to get rid of the Trump tax cuts? Because I was counting on those when I hit it big.
No, Charlie. So that's what's so fascinating. The individual tax rate doesn't even matter, because the ultra wealthy or the prime cut wealthy, they don't show income.
Oh, you're telling me that Bezos is taking money under the table? Oh, okay. Bezos and Zuckerberg take a little cash under the table. My cousin Sal does that. Yeah. Everything he owns, he either bought in cash or he stole. Not a single thing is, let me put it this way. As far as the government's concerned, Sal is a man who barely exists. And yet you go down to Sal's house, you're eating off a very nice crystal table.
Yes. I mean, it sounds like Sal is acting illegally.
I don't know. I don't know anything about whether it's legal or not.
Okay. Well, the ultra wealthy.
You couldn't prove anything, is what I'm saying. I just was there. I was a bystander, is what they told me to say.
Okay. This is not a court of law. We're discussing how the ultra wealthy deal with their money, and what they're doing is doing anything illegal. Instead, what they're doing is they're storing their wealth in assets like stocks.
Okay. And
as long as they don't sell those assets, they never pay taxes, even if the value of those stocks go up.
Okay. Yeah. So what? I can do that. I got this app Robinhood. It let me buy stock. And last month, I invested in a prosciutto company. And then I've been diversifying. I learned about a thing called covering the spread. You know what that is, Alingon? You familiar with financially covering the spread?
How do you interpret that?
What it is you invest in a prosciutto company, then you invest in some cheese companies, then you invest in some companies that make crackers, maybe a fig company, a little bit of sweet honey, a drizzle, and then all of a sudden you got a spread. So now you're covered. You can't make anything other than cash off that. It has to go up. That's what I've learned. Also, if you want to really diversify, you could put your money in a Swiss cheese bank.
Okay, but the issue is, when you sell your stock, you'll pay taxes on the gain. Though I genuinely don't know how you found all these food companies on the stock exchange, but
it was I had to do a lot of research. I was searching tickers all night. I mean, they don't have enough letters to spell prosciutto, so I had to get close.
Okay, the difference is the ultra-rich never sell their stocks. They just take out loans and put their stocks up as collateral.
And then what? What do they do next? They don't pay their loans back? Oh, because if the banks need someone to help me collect their money, I can call my friend Sal, my cousin Sal, kind of my friend as well. And that is kind of what he does as an occupation. He gets loans back from people who don't want to pay them back. So if you're looking for someone to take a close look at Zuckerberg and Bezos's knees, well, let's just say I got a guy who has got a lot of photos of knees on his computer. A lot. A folder full.
No. Please don't do that. What I'm saying is, the loan money that the ultra wealthy take is tax free, and then they do pay it back, but they pay it back by taking out other loans against other stock. And this way they can keep growing massive fortunes, have cash to spend, and still not pay taxes. So it wouldn't matter if you increase the income tax rate, because their money never gets classified as income.
All right. Well, then if it doesn't matter, why are you crying about it? Why do you keep crying so much if it doesn't matter, right? I mean, this is what I'm saying. When my prosciutto company's investments, when they turn me into a billionaire, I've already got it planned out in my head. I'm going to change my name to Warren Buffet, and I'm going to live high on the hog.
Charlie, that's very unlikely.
No, it's totally legal to change your name. I looked into it. I mean, it costs money, but it's possible.
Well, I'm not saying it's not possible for you to change your name. I'm saying it's unlikely that you will become a billionaire through these prosciutto investments.
You're right. Honestly, I couldn't even get the app to work. I couldn't get Robinhood to open, so I never bought the stock. But look, if the tax hike doesn't change anything, there's nothing we can do, right? Doesn't matter if I'm a billionaire. Doesn't matter if you're a billionaire. They are. We can't change it.
No, no. So that's the thing. There is a push amongst Democrats to implement a wealth tax. Basically, the government would look at your total wealth, including your stocks, and if it's over, say, $50 million, you'd be taxed a percentage on the extra wealth.
So you're saying that if I buy a stock or a painting or maybe some high-end specialty meat and its value goes up, then I'm going to have to pay for that even if I don't sell it?
Well, if you have more than 50 million, yes. And the argument is we already do this with property tax. The government assesses the value of your home and taxes you even if you don't sell it.
Okay, I have a question for you about this, which is if this plan happens, if your plan happens, is this going to affect Amazon Prime? Because right now I get some personal items that I don't want to discuss in public off of Prime, and they come the next day. And I don't want to go to the store and have my face on the camera purchasing these items.
Yeah, no, it should not affect Amazon Prime. Or really...
Oh, thank God. That's great news.
It shouldn't even...
Now, what about innovation? Because they're making new products that I need in the future. You know, they're changing every day. The kinds of creams that they invent.
No.
Will this dampen innovation?
No, it shouldn't really dampen innovation. It's hard to say Jeff Bezos wouldn't have invented Amazon if he knew he'd be making $100 billion instead of $200 billion.
Okay. You know what? I'm actually coming around on this. You're making sense. You know what? Ellingen, you have my vote. I will vote for you.
What? No, I'm not running for office. This is a podcast.
This is a podcast? I thought you were running for city council. You're just doing this for fun in our hallway?
Sort of.
Oh, geez. And I thought I was the weird one.
Thanks, Charlie. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sheldon Brown, one of the interns at The Daily Two. You know, one of the most memorable stories I remember working on here was about a migrant worker attempting to cross the border. It was a heart-wrenching tale of sacrifice that showed me how current events are shaping everyday lives. We never aired it because Ellingen wanted to interview someone with a bad German accent instead. And that's when I learned I was interning at The Daily 2 and not The Daily. So if you want to support actual journalism, subscribe to The New York Times. But if you want to continue confusing college juniors like me, subscribe to The Daily 2.
Here's what else you need to know today. The Girl Scouts revealed that they have an excess of 15 million boxes of Girl Scout cookies. They were unable to sell them to Americans during the pandemic, which is ironic because 15 million boxes was exactly how many each American ate during the pandemic. Today's guest was comedian Chris Duffy. Follow him on Instagram at Chris I. Duffy. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Ellingen Mitra. See you tomorrow.